Welcome to Maseches Gittin, Perek Dal, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 4, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins, Hamotzi Yetz Ishto Mishum Shemra, somebody that divorces his wife because rumors of her infidelity have been circulating. Vayachzir, the halacha is that he can never remarry her. The reason for that, the Gemara explains, is perhaps she'll go and she'll get married to somebody else, and then it'll come out that the rumors were unsubstantiated, and the fellow will say, what do you mean? The whole divorce was on a false premise, because had I known that she was innocent, she didn't do anything wrong, then I wouldn't, for all the money in the world, I never would have divorced her. And if so, the get is batal, the divorce bill would be annulled, and if she has any children from her second marriage, the children would be mamzer. Therefore, the halacha is the law is that if a person divorces his wife because of any type of rumors of infidelity, particularly, the halacha is that he can never remarry her. Continues the Mishnah, Mishon Neder. Similarly, somebody divorces his wife because she made some kind of vow, and he says, I don't want a woman like this, I don't want a woman who makes vows. Layafsir, halachas, he's never allowed to remarry her. Similarly, as we said previously, because we're scared, maybe after she gets married to somebody else, the husband's going to come along and say, if I would have known that if it's able to abolish her neder, to be matter her neder, then if so, I would never have divorced her. And if so, the get is not worth it. And she's an eishes, she's considered a married woman, and the children are mamzerim. Therefore, the halacha is, once he divorces her, he cannot remarry her. Rabbi Huda says a little bit differently. Kol neder shiyadu by rabbin, any type of vow that the public knew about, lo yachzir. Rabbi Huda holds, because this that we saw, that you're not allowed to, this that we saw, that if a person divorces his wife because of rumors or something similar to that, he can no longer marry her, is not because of, we saw, like what the reason we saw previously. Rather, it's a knas, it's a penalty, so the Jewish women should not be involved and have rumors and nedarim and vows spread about them. Therefore, if it's something that the public knows about, which is a very strict type of vow, then halacha is, the rabbis penalize her that she can never remarry this fellow. However, let's say it's a vow which no, the public didn't know about, just the husband knew about. Yachzir, the law is that he can remarry his wife, because he could do half, this letter could have hafar, this letter could be abolished. Rameir says, Kol neder shatar chakiras chacham layas. Rameir holds that the reason is similar to what we saw in the first explanation in the Mishnah, because we're scared that maybe, let's say she makes a vow, the husband will later on say, if I would have known I could abolish the vow, that I would never divorce her, and if so, the divorce is not considered anything. However, therefore, he says the following, any type of neder, any type of vow, that the husband would not be able to abolish himself. Rather, she would have to go to a chacham, to a Torah scholar, to abolish. Then the halacha is, there's an issue, there's a problem, that the husband could come back and he could say, oh, had I known, I would never have divorced her. However, if let's say it's not the type of vow that needs to have a chacham, a wise person, a Torah scholar, to abolish it, rather, the husband himself could do it, yes, sir. Then he could go back, because he can't say, oh, had I known I could abolish it, because you should have known. And if you divorced her, the divorce stands. Oh, Rabbi Lezer says, Loi as ruzah alu pneza. Rabbi Lezer disagrees with Rameir, and he holds that if the woman took a vow that needs a chacham, a wise person, to abolish it, then we're not concerned, because he can't say, had I would have known that a wise person could abolish it, I never would have divorced her. Because he says the following, even if he would have known this, he would never have abolished the vow, because he doesn't want his wife to have to go before a chacham, before a wise person, and therefore he would never have abolished that vow. And however, the other way around, the rabbis were geyser. The rabbis decreed that a neder that needs a rabbi or a Torah scholar to abolish it, that is also not good, because of a neder that doesn't need to be abolished by a chacham, by a wise person, because then in that situation, he could say, had I known that I could have abolished it, I would have abolished it. Therefore, in both cases, they said that once he divorces her, he can't remarry her. Amr Rabbi Yossi, says the Mishnah, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'asa b'tzaydon, there was a story in Tzaydon, be'echad sh'amar l'ishtoi, where a fellow said to his wife the following. Now, the Gemara teaches us that there's actually a clause in the Mishnah that's missing. Really, the Mishnah should say at this point, when do we say that he can't remarry her? When the woman herself made the vow. But if, let's say, he made a vow that he's going to divorce her, and he divorced her, then halacha is he could remarry her, no problem. And that, Rabbi Huda says that there was a story inside him with a fellow that said to his wife, Koinim I'm going to, I'm prohibiting on myself all the fruits of the world if I don't divorce you. V'girsha, and then he divorced her because of this vow. He couldn't live without it. And the rabbis prohibited him to marry her. Because the whole concept that they said, that if a person divorces his wife because of a vow, he can't remarry her, that's only when she makes the vow. But if he makes the vow, it's not a problem, not an issue. Wishing you a great day and a wonderful rest of your week.